Hello, this is Roger Curlin. I'm the Executive Director of the EDGE Business District Association, and this is the week of October 6th and news on the EDGE. So kind of hard to believe this is October and we're almost to the end of the year, but that's the case. As you've seen, the Rays, Tampa Bay Rays, have a new ownership group, and still looking at that area of town, we've got the historic gas plant has a new bid and concept for the redevelopment of that area. So keep checking that stuff out in the news. I'm sure all of this is going to be front page and very interesting to see as it goes forward. If you're familiar with the EDGE, we are the EDGE Business District Association, a nonprofit whose mission is to help our business community thrive by focusing on advocacy, promotion, and education. And we've got over 139 businesses now that look to us for guidance. So pretty cool and proud and honored to be serving in that capacity. Some events we have coming up October 25th from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. We had the start of the Mezzo Market this last weekend, so it's back again at the end of October. And also we have the Sunshine City Market, which is on First Avenue North, is a new little market not far from the Mezzo Market. So come and check that out. It was definitely a bustling EDGE district this last weekend. The following day, October 26th, that Sunday from noon to 5, is Halloween on Central. 22 blocks of fun for the community from MLK to 31st Street down Central Avenue. No cars, no parking, just all sorts of fun. And Radio St. Pete is joining us in the EDGE District to help celebrate. October 30th at noon to 1 p.m. at Suncoast Credit Union. That's where folks are going to meet right there at that location in the EDGE District. And it's networking in the EDGE. So just have a fun time with colleagues or meeting some new folks and getting some exercise in the afternoon. And then November 1st is Trash or Treat with Sans Market. So they've got a special cleanup that they're doing following the festive Halloween evening. And so the cleanup is going to be on Saturday, 10 a.m. till noon on November 1st. So meet at Sans Market for that. So many events coming up, dozens of events around the EDGE District. Check highlights out at edgedistrict.org/events. Did you know the EDGE District is almost exactly 1 mile walk or jog if you stay on Central and loop from MLK to 16th and back? So it's an easy way to measure how much exercise you're getting in. I prefer the walk, but if you're a jogger or a runner, same thing. A new one coming soon. So we've got over a dozen new businesses joining the EDGE this year and into next. And it's going to be a record number of new businesses opening up. We've got Peach Pump, which is a gym coming in the 900 Central building. Same building, also a new pet vet is opening. That's going to be Central Pet Express Care, and that's night and weekend. So that's awesome. Bosphorus is my most anticipated restaurant ever, I think. I love Mediterranean food. And they're getting closer by the day. So hopefully this fall, you'll be able to enjoy Bosphorus. And that is right next to the Moxie Hotel on the ground floor. Also, let's do a hello to our nearby neighbors in the Grand Central District. Sunshine City Popcorn has welcomed a new dessert and coffee partner. Eat this dessert first. And that's in the evenings. You can pop in and see that. So definitely check that out. Viv Upscale Apartments opening to guests November 2nd. 2025 studios all the way up to 3 bedrooms, 269 units. So we're welcoming our newest EDGE residents very soon. St. Pete Calisthenics, get it right. 1965th Avenue South. These are our new neighbors. So if you want to get fit, definitely check them out. And it's a great time to have a brick and mortar in the EDGE District. If you want more information, info@edgedistrict.org. And we've got 38 patio and sidewalk cafe areas to eat or drink in the EDGE. And that's about to get a lot more as we've got several new places opening up. And if you like lunch like I do, here's some of my favorites. So the Baby Burrito at Papo's Taqueria. They have bowls, tacos, burritos, and more. But I really love the Baby Burrito. To me, perfect size. The Pork Colorado, speaking of wraps, is at Red Mesa. I don't know what they do to it. It's, I think, grandmother's recipe, but it's amazing. They also have breakfast that starts at 9 a.m. I'm a big fan of 50-50, where I get a little something of this and a little something of that. So the salad and Cuban at Ferg's, 50-50 is amazing. Also, the salad and panuzza at Bavaro's is fantastic. You can only get that 50-50 salad and panuzza at lunch at Bavaro's. So check that out. Flamin' Hot, Sourdough Co. Oh my gosh. just jumping mornings, lunch, and early dinner, they are hopping at Sourdough, and especially on the weekends. Chicken pad thai, if you're over at Hawker's with a roti side, literally the saliva starts as soon as I start thinking about that. So check them out. Couple last thoughts, gyoza and the rangoons at Shiso Crispy. That's on the westernmost end of our district. The Iro at Edge Eatery, and some people call them gyros, but whatever you call them, they are yummy at the Edge Eatery. Last but not least, Cafe Copa. They'd have the Havana Rise, which is a classic Cuban sandwich done the Cafe Copa way. Really amazing. Only a couple more months till Christmas, so make sure you start your shopping so you're not up against the wall and hurrying around. And if you don't know what to buy, get some gift cards or certificates at some of our local businesses. That's the best way to help support local is shopping intentionally. We do have our new services category, edgedistrict.org/everything that you need to get done with life. We have so many different services. We've just added a new health category. So just really so many businesses help support the Edge District and keep you healthy. And if you're looking for things to do in the Edge, eat, drink, shop, be entertained. We've got the scavenger hunt. That's at facebook.com/groups/sanddollarhunt. And then if you like watching sports, it's the best time of the year for sports in my estimation. You've got Ferg's, Enigma, Greenbench, Hawkers, multiple TVs all over the place. So eat, drink, play, have fun, watch your favorite teams. And then for our not-for-profits, the Edge District supports so many great causes. I want you to check out Daystar. They are one of the most efficient organizations that support our income-challenged families here in the area. And we do have some significant times of need now and coming soon. So please look at Daystar, see how you can help a volunteer and get involved with that great organization. Once again, this was News on the Edge, edgedistrict.org.